I go to the Methodist Church, and that's where my letter of membership is. My religion and my politics, I consider myself a little bit of an independent.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good way to be.
Politics, I don't...
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, she's very nice, I'll say that. She cooks for me some.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Like, she and her husband came over last night, and she grilled some steaks, and we baked some taters, and then we played a few hands of rummy or mm-hmm. something like that. You know, just...
That's nice.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So...
Earlier I was asking you about names you had for your grandparents, and you said you didn't know your grandparents, but I'm also interested in names that you had for your parents. What did you call your parents? Like, familiar names?
Just mother and dad.
Okay. That's very common, actually, around mm-hmm. here.
Yeah. But family names, I was going to say that my grandmother on my mother's side, maiden name was And I have learned from some of my cousins that is an Americanized version of
That sounds right.
And mm-hmm. They've kidded me about it. They tell me I'm a German Jew now. You know, there is a part of Denmark that was kind of in Germany or something or other.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the land is very adjacent or something or other. And so some people think, I guess, I'm a little tight with the money, so. And the is. That's.
Mm-hmm.
The German spelling.
Makes me think of Holland, like Dick Van Dyke.
Well, I don't know, but it's well documented that my grandparents on my mother's side both came from Denmark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I do know that I am half Danish.
Did you ever try to learn Danish?
No.
Did anyone in your family speak Danish?
Not speak it, no. Oh, once in a while there would be a word come up. Mother had a word, a Danish word. For people who made a very poor quality of butter.
Mm-hmm.
She called that butter fit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as I understand it, basically means grease.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you know about making butter.
Nothing.
But once it is churned, you kind of gather the butter particles out of the buttermilk,
mm-hmm.
and of course